Hi, welcome to the lunchroom. I'm Caitlin.
I'm Isabel.
I'm Judy.
And this is episode 4 of our podcast. Today we're going to be doing something fun. We're going to be doing some hot takes, but food edition. So, does pineapple belong on pizza?
Yes.
Yes.
I don't know because I've never tried pineapple on pizza. But why do you think pineapple belongs on pizza?
You've never tried pineapple on pizza?
I haven't. But when people ask me, does pineapple belong on pizza? I'd be like, no, it doesn't.
Why?
Why? Oh my
God. I don't even know why. Because pineapple looks too wet to belong on something so crispy.
But you bake it with the pizza.
So the pineapple would be dry?
Yeah, I think the pineapple is kind of dried on the outside, but it's still like moist on the inside.
Moist?
Juicy. It's like that contrasting taste. It's refreshing, it's sweet, and then you have the savoriness of the pizza and your meat. Mmm. Chef's kiss.
Which pineapple pizza is the best?
I like pineapple, any kind of meat, and then olives, mushroom, cheese, and just dough.
Olives?
Olives are good on pizza.
Yeah.
So good.
It's so good. Olives and mushroom?
And ham.
Amazing.
Well, I usually get my pizza from Domino's, so that's the only pineapple pizza I've tried. And I usually get pineapples with Italian sausage or bacon, and yeah, that's it.
Do you put vegetables on pizza, like lettuce?
No.
Not lettuce, spinach. No.
Yeah.
Spinach? Spinach, maybe. But lettuce? Nah. That's a whole salad.
I put broccoli.
On pizza?
Broccoli?
Yeah.
Isn't it so good. Big?
No, because, I mean, you're not putting a whole, like, chunk of broccoli on it. You're going to chop it up. So then it's, like, evenly dispersed. It's actually really good.
Oh, wait. Really have you ever had, what is it called? Imitation crab on pizza?
No.
It's really good.
Where have you tried that?
It wasn't a restaurant, but it was, like, you know those shops that have multiple little, like, shops within that shop?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So they were selling, like, pizza by slices, and one of them had imitation crab on it. And I tried it, and it was really good.
Was it only imitation crab? What else
was I think there was something else on it, but I can't remember. Because there was just, like, huge chunks of the crab. I'm sure there was other stuff. Because otherwise, I think it was just cheese and crab. I can't eat the crust.
So
it's too much bread for me. I can eat it if, like... That's why I like Papa John's. Because it comes with, like, that garlic dip thing that I can dip my crust in.
You can dip your crust into soda. It tastes so good.
Oh, no.
Soda.
I do that. It's so good. Crust into soda?
Oh, man.
I love doing that. You should try it.
No, thank you.
All right, okay.
That's so soggy.
It tastes good. It's not, like, really soggy.
You know, that's how competitive eaters eat their hot dogs?
They dip it into the water and they just...
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's easier to go down. It's a competition. You want to eat as many hot dogs as you can.
Yeah, but why would you do that with your pizza when you're at home?
Competitive eater, bro.
I'm competitive eater. I'm trying to, I sit down with the mirror and I go, let's see who eats faster.
You or me?
Yeah.
So when you say you put the crust in the soda.
Yeah.
Which soda do you put it into? Coke or Pepsi?
Coke and Sprite. Mix it together. Iced tea.
Oh my God.
Oh my gosh.
That was my logic as a kid too.
You sound like my brother. My brother does this thing where he takes Coke and Sprite and Pepsi and like, I think some places have that weird, not weird juice, like that red juice. What's that called?
Hawaiian Punch?
Oh yeah, Hawaiian
Punch. Hawaiian Punch is so good.
And Fanta, and he mixes it into like one giant soda and he's like, delicious.
What about you guys, Coke or Pepsi?
Me? Coke. I like both. I can drink both, but if like I had to choose one, it would be Coke. Mm-hmm. It just hits different.
Isn't Pepsi too sweet?
In a way.
It's just sugar. There's no... Coke has that tingly feeling when you drink it that Pepsi lacks.
Yeah, I think Pepsi is a bit more flat. And also there's that artificial sugar taste. So it's also lacking in flavor by a lot.
Cold Coke also hits differently.
Yes, ooh. Cold Coke is amazing.
Coke and pizza?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, but Pepsi and hot dogs? Great.
Ew. Never Pepsi!
That sounds disgusting.
Pepsi doesn't taste good.
I think it tastes fine. What if I like the artificial taste, huh? What if I just want to be unhealthy?
No? Then eat a spoonful of sugar.
I do. Every morning with my coffee. I eat one spoonful of sugar. Oh, one sip of coffee.
She has an addiction.
A coffee addiction?
No. No, I don't. No, I don't.
Do you think hot dogs are a sandwich?
No.
Yes.
Yes.
No. Wait a minute.
Yeah, they're not. Wait a minute. They're not a sandwich.
Yo, a sandwich? Okay, what's a sandwich? A sandwich is bread, meat, bread. Hot dog, bread, meat, bread.
There doesn't have to be meat. I think a sandwich for me is having like two slices of bread or...
And then something two. In between. No?
Yeah, but that's not a hot dog.
That's a dictionary definition of a sandwich, I think.
Exactly. So by the official dictionary...
By the definition, it's two... But it's like, think about the hot dog bread. The hot dog bread is just one bread. It's not two pieces of bread.
So if I take a slice of bread and I fold it in half to make a sandwich, that's not a sandwich?
No.
What? It's bread, something, and a bread. It's still like, it's still a sandwich. It's just less bread.
You could have one slice of bread, cut that in half, and then there, you got like half of a sandwich.
But what if I don't want to, what if I don't have a knife? What if I just fold it? That's still a sandwich. But a sandwich. Exactly, but it's you said half of a sandwich. It's still a sandwich, just half.
But it's not torn apart. So I think when I'm thinking of a sandwich, I think it's like two separate slices of bread.
Yeah.
Be it one slice that's cut in half or two separate slices.
You can cut apart a hot dog. I eat my hot dog bread separately.
A hot dog bun is just a slit of like space.
No.
Yeah.
No. Then what about, like, Subway sandwiches? I know some of their bread, it's still connected sometimes. Is that a sandwich still?
Yeah. It's on a hero sub, bro.
So what about my hot dog?
Long.
I think it's because hot dogs, you can't put anything else besides, like, really, like, condiments.
Onions. Or... You can put mushrooms. You can't put mushrooms.
You could put mushrooms. But I think it's still good. It's still different.
People usually just eat a hot dog with... mustard or ketchup and then the hot dog. That's why I wouldn't want to call it a sandwich. It'd be a hot dog to me.
A hot dog is its own separate category.
All right. Such provocative thoughts. If you hear me using like random words throughout the podcast,
we are intellectual.
I'm trying to be an intellectual.
Vocabulary. Trying to educate all of us.
Exactly.
Wait, I'm a little parched.
Ooh, you're a little parched? Go drink some water. Speaking of water, speaking of being parched.
What's your favorite brand? Do you think these brands taste different?
Poland Spring is the best brand in my opinion. It just looks refreshing. But Aquafina tastes different to me. It tastes like Sprite and it smells like Sprite.
Interesting.
I've had Aquafina water before. And it does taste really different from like Poland Spring. But I've been drinking Kirkland water recently. And it tastes like straight up water. Whereas Poland Spring, it also tastes like water. But you can taste like the processedness. Mm-hmm. It's not like a bad taste. But you can taste the difference.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And Smart Water, one of my favorites. It's premium so water. Like, I can't buy that too often because it makes me feel like I'm wasting my money. But it just hits different. It makes me feel smart. It makes me feel jubilated. There we go. Do you think a straw has one hole, two holes, or no holes? Like, it's just one long straw.
I said two holes.
It has one hole.
If you say two holes, right? Like, you know those pipes? Do they have two holes or is it just one hole?
I thought of two holes. I think what Caitlin said makes sense because I thought of this in terms of there being two openings.
Yeah.
So I'm like, there's one hole, you know.
But two openings.
On one side and then you flip it over. Look, there's another hole.
No, wait. But it's kind of like if I drill a hole in your wall, is there one hole or two holes? It's like one hole, but two
openings.
That's
one hole, yeah.
Yeah, there's, one hole, two openings.
There's opening. One hole, but a straw, like...
It's one long straw.
Because it's open, right? Technically, there's one hole at the top and there's one hole at the bottom.
Well, that's the same logic. There's one hole on one side of the wall. There's another hole on the other side of the wall. But it's the same, like...
Not if it didn't penetrate through.
It did. Pretend like it did. What are you talking about?
Then there's one hole. But
then this is the straw. What do you? What makes a straw different?
It takes two holes for there to be liquid coming up.
No, it takes two openings for the liquid to...
To enter the hole.
Yeah, to enter the hole and to come out of the hole. Right? If you have one opening, where's that liquid gonna go?
Nowhere. Can't go in, can't come out.
Okay, two openings, two holes for me. I locked it in. My final answer.
Okay.
All right. So do you think water's wet?
I know that this was a huge debate on the internet.
It still is, right?
Oh, I thought it passed. Do you think water's wet?
Like, if I stand outside and I get wet, I'm wet. But is the water...
What?
What?
That's the question.
No,
She gave us a whole scenario just to ask us the question. Are the rain droplets wet if I get wet?
If I pour water into water, does that make the water wetter? No? Yes?
Why would someone say water is not wet?
Like, what's the reasoning behind it?
Because wet is like a state of being, right?
Yeah.
It's not dry.
Yeah.
So then water isn't dry, so does that make it wet though? Like, it makes other things wet, but can it make itself wet?
If it gets turned on enough, it can...
That sounds... Wow.
Whoa there. I don't think water's wet. Because technically, things can't be wet unless it's moved from a different state of being. Or whatever it's called.
And water's always...
Always quote, there. Unquote, wet.
Yeah. So but, yeah, water's not wet. You heard it from us. Water's not wet.
Next question.
Android or iPhone?
I prefer iPhone. I like the look of iPhone. It's like simple and clean. And it's easy to navigate too. Whereas for Android, like Samsung phones, there's too many applications.
Weren't you a Samsung user before?
I had a Samsung, but I never liked the Samsung phone. I had the Galaxy S4, and the battery would die like by the hour.
Yeah. The battery kind of sucks because I had the Samsung Galaxy S6. It was bad. That's why I switched over to iPhone. Also, because everybody was like, "Ew, you have an Android? Get out of here!"
Yeah.
So I was like, "All right, Apple team, it is."
I think Apple is convenient though, because if you have an iPhone and like a Mac and an iPad, you can transfer things easily. Whereas if I have that's why I don't want to switch, because if I get like an Android phone, like whatever brand it is, it'll be so hard to move things around. From like device to device. But you know, I used to use like a Nokia.
They're so hard to break.
They are. It was a sturdy phone. Yes. Brick.
I want a BlackBerry.
A BlackBerry?
Yeah, my mom used to have it. I was like, oh my gosh, she looks so professional. I want one too.
I know a lot of business people had them.
Yeah, people on Wall Street, I think some of them still use it just because it's really convenient to have on them as like a second cellular phone. And to send out emails. It looks so cool. Just holding it in your hand. Yeah, so blah, 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 blah. I don't know. It just looks
Maybe cool. In the future, when you get a job, you can make that plan come to fruition.
Woo! Look at her. Look at her.
So.
You like boba?
I love boba.
Do you like boba?
What?
Really? Wait, you mean like boba? Ever. Like. Boba like bubble tea or boba like the little boba balls?
The tapioca? Yeah, I don't eat that.
You don't like the balls? Sorry.
Not that kind of ball. I prefer a different kind.
The tennis balls?
Okay.
It's so sticky.
It shouldn't be sticky.
The boba?
No, it is. Boba is sticky.
Boba's sticky.
Isn't it chewy?
Yeah, like sticky, chewy.
Sticky.
I think there's too much of it sometimes.
You could ask for less boba when you order.
That's true, but...
I just don't like the taste of it.
I think it feels weird. Like I'll drink and I'll eat the boba, but I prefer... I haven't had boba in a long time, but I like the other jellies they have, like the star jellies or like mango jellies, stuff like that.
Okay, then. Do you guys like boba ice cream? Because I know this is something that literally blew up.
I have some in my fridge right now.
It's amazing. Yeah, I have some in my fridge too. Is it from Tiger Sugar?
Yeah. And then I also have one that's like an off-brand Tiger Sugar because it was cheaper.
Also, do you eat the boba then off the ice cream?
Because it's frozen, so it doesn't feel like boba. It feels like I'm eating frozen boba. I don't know how else to describe it. I think it's fine. There's not as much boba in the ice cream.
I think there's more boba in the ice cream than in the drink. And I actually don't even eat the boba on the ice cream. I just look around the...
You spit it out?
I spit it out. I don't even eat it.
What?
Because yeah, I don't ever eat tapioca.
What? That's the goals people pay for. It's like, what makes the $5, $6 box.
When I go out, I'm basically just ordering milk tea. No toppings, no nothing.
I like mango drinks with like the mango toppings. Those are good. Yeah, or strawberry drinks.
Oh, yeah.
Or taro. Taro.
Oh, I love taro. Taro bubble tea with bubbles, 50%, no, 30% sugar, less
than... No, she takes 50% sugar.
I said 30.
Let me correct myself real quick, 30%.
I take half sugar because 100% is way too sweet for me.
Sometimes 50% can be too sweet too.
Yeah, it depends on the shop you're going to.
Yeah. Do you ever say less ice?
No,
always.
Never. Oh.
When I say less ice, I feel like they put in more ice, so I don't say anything.
I like my drink to be freezing because then it feels like a drink to me.
But then you'll have less bang for your buck.
All right. Do you guys like Starbucks or Dunkin'?
The only thing I get from Starbucks is the pink drink or the matcha frap. And then from Dunkin', I only get one thing, which is the iced caramel latte.
Ooh.
You say caramel?
Yeah, I say caramel. Caramel. How do you say it? Caramel?
Wait, how do you say it?
Caramel.
Caramel?
How do you say it?
I say it whichever way I remember how to say it when I order.
Hi, welcome to Dunkin'. How may I help you?
Can I get a caramel latte with extra ice?
How do you say Pirates of the what?
Caribbean.
What?
Caribbean. Caribbean.
Caribbean.
What's wrong with that, huh? Pirates of the Caribbean?
Yeah, I also say Caribbean.
Isn't that how you say it?
I say Caribbean.
I say Caribbean when it's Pirates of the Caribbean. But I also say Caribbean. I think I see more Caribbean.
I think it's Caribbean.
It's both. It's both, okay. But it's like...
But I think it flows better. Pirates of the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than like Pirates Caribbean. Of the Caribbean. Caribbean.
Okay, sorry. I cut you off, but what were you going to say?
About
Starbucks
what?
Or Dunkin'?
Oh, okay. I like, the only drinks I get from Starbucks is either I get two shots of espresso over ice and then I pour in like their half and half, or I get their cold foam drinks, like the cold brew drinks. Those are really good. And then from Dunkin', I've never really had Dunkin' drinks except for, I think, like their iced teas, which I think are really good.
Isn't Dunkin' coffee apparently really washed down with water?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's
but
why...
I think that's better, right? So you're not drinking as much caffeine, but also you're paying for
point.
Water.
You want the caffeine so you can stay awake.
Yeah, but it also dilutes the taste when it's too watered down. So then coffee begins to act as an aftertaste.
Rather than like a straight up taste.
Yeah.
Doesn't Dunkin' have tater tots? Is it tater tots?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are good too.
So good. Oh, wait, no, they're called hash browns.
Hash browns.
Hash browns.
There you go.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, what's your favorite hash brown? Mine is McDonald's.
McDonald's hash browns are so good.
I've never had McDonald's hash browns.
Never?
You gotta go.
You have to get them.
I've had McDonald's chicken nuggets or... What was the other one? Burger King? Have you guys ever had Burger King?
Had Burger King. I had their burgers actually taste pretty good.
Yeah.
Their Whoppers.
Their Whoppers are really good.
Yeah. Everybody be shitting on Burger King.
I feel like they only shit on it because McDonald's is so popular. So they're like, we must be sheep, you know? But
it's
Burger
like,
King's pretty good.
It's like the pineapple on pizza.
Exactly. Yeah. People hate on it because everyone's like, it's bad. But it's pretty, like, it's not bad. It's decent.
It's banging.
Burger King is a king. McDonald's Ronald is a fucking clown. Wrap it up, Isabel. Wrap it up.
Okay, well, I hope you enjoyed this episode of our hot takes and some miscellaneous topics. So if you like this type of content, don't forget to follow us on Instagram. at the Lunchroom 3, the number 3. And also make sure to follow us on Spotify and rate us on Apple Podcasts. And also keep an eye out for Would You Rather Part 2, Mature Edition.
Rated R stuff.
Okay, see you next time.
Bye.